X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A campaign weekend on the road to the White House. As President Biden was in Atlanta, tomorrow he'll deliver the commencement address at Morehouse College. ABC's Jay O'Brien was with former President Trump. He picked up a familiar endorsement in Dallas.
Donald Trump scoring the endorsement of the NRA.
We've got to get gun owners to vote.
Trump telling the NRA's annual meeting in Dallas he'll roll back Biden's gun control reforms after an estimated 150-plus mass shootings so far this year.
Right now in Texas, there are more than 400,000 power outages reported, the vast majority in the Houston area as a result of the severe weather. Aid has begun to enter Gaza through the floating pier built by the U.S. to try to ease the humanitarian crisis amid the ongoing war. And officials in Maryland say they plan to move the Dolly container ship on Monday. It's been stationary since it hit the Key Bridge nearly 2 months ago. This is ABC News. The Los Angeles County District Attorney says, quote, unfortunately, we would be unable to charge, responding to new video obtained exclusively by CNN that appears to show music mogul Diddy assaulting his then-girlfriend, singer Cassie Ventura, in Los Angeles in 2016. ABC's Melissa Adonis more.
Ventura's attorney responding to the video stating, the gut-wrenching video has only further confirmed the disturbing and predatory behavior of Mr. Combs. Words cannot express the courage and fortitude that Ms. Ventura has shown in coming forward to bring this to light. Ventura's husband posting a letter on Instagram. He says he wrote a while back condemning domestic violence, writing in the caption, I want my kids and every kid to live in a world that's safe for women and girls, protects them, and treats them as equals.
Combs and Ventura settled a lawsuit out of court with no admission of guilt. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting the state of Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. The most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Or you order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, it's time for Live in the Lair with Carly Cooper. Carly Cooper is a singer-songwriter from southern Wisconsin. Carly released her debut album, Twisted Minds, in 2020, and her newest album, Pastel Houses, has landed Carly a licensing deal with Sony's APM Music in 2023. Writing for movies and TV is not all Carly does. She also fronts a Madison punk band called Girls Inside. Tonight, performing live in the lair across the Civic Media Radio Network, it's Carly Cooper and her bandmates, woo! Austin Gent and Katie Sari. Carly, Austin, Katie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yay, we're so happy you're here. This is excellent.
Have you done any radio before?
I haven't done live radio. Okay. I've had my songs played on radio before.
Perfect.
Yeah, I took a radio course at UW-Madison. That was really fun.
Were you a DJ or do you work at WSUM at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
It's a great place. I love WSUM.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, before coming to the University of Wisconsin and before Girls Inside, I'm so curious about what and who you were before all of this, kind of as we were talking a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. We always like to say, let's get back to your story, where you all started. Elkhorn.
Yes.
No kidding. Okay, so tell us a little bit about growing up in Elkhorn and what made you decide you wanted to do music.
Yeah, so Elkhorn's a pretty small town about an hour south of Madison. Mm-hmm. In the Lake Geneva area, and it's a pretty small town, so not a ton of gigging opportunities, but I started playing guitar when I was 8 years old. Ooh. I begged my parents to put me in lessons instead of ballet, which is what they had me in.
Oh, gosh.
So I begged and begged and begged, and they finally put me in lessons, and I just completely fell in love with it. And my parents aren't musical, but they always had music playing around that really inspired me and led me down this path. So,
Were you not a fan of ballet, or?
I was not.
Yeah. What was it about ballet that you didn't care for?
Well, I see, okay, the ballet studio was across the street from the music store that I took lessons at. And there was a window, and I would look into the music store, and I would daydream, and I looked down at my pink tutu, and then something was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad
there's like
out.
A Les Paul and you're wearing a pink tutu. Wow, that's
what about your parents? What did you said they didn't play any music, but they played music around the house. So what kind of inspired you by what they were playing that made you think, I'm going to just keep pushing on this I want a guitar thing?
Yeah, I think we've always had instruments around the house that no one ever played, and that always like sparked a lot of intrigue in me. Mm-hmm. It was like, what is this? Like, what are we doing here? So I guess just growing up in a very creative environment, my mom's an artist. She, you know, was an art major and worked in galleries and such. My dad did drum a little bit in high school. So we did have a kit in our basement.
Ah.
So just growing up, going to concerts, always like really having that deep appreciation for the arts, I think really set me down that path.
Did you and dad ever jam together, him on drums and you a guitar?
We have actually, yes.
What's that like?
It's super fun.
I
think, yeah, he's not like a professional drummer, but we've both find a lot of joy in it, and I think he has a lot of fun.
That's great.
Get mom to pick up the bass.
Mom plays the radio.
Well, that's a good thing to play. We like that.
Hopefully she's listening.
Oh, she is.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Coming from Elkhorn to the University of Wisconsin, what were your initial thoughts upon moving to Madison and its vibrant music scene?
Right. So I was super, super excited to come to Madison because prior to that, I had mostly worked in Milwaukee and played there with my like high school bands. And Milwaukee has a great music scene.
Yeah.
And I was really curious to see the similarities, differences in Madison. But unfortunately, I moved here in 2020. So everything was completely shut down.
Yeah.
I really didn't get a band together until I was an upperclassman, which was super disappointing. But the experience I've had so far has been wonderful. You know, all the venues and all the artists have been really great, and I've met a lot of really cool people.
Who were some of the first artists that you were turned on to when you came to Madison?
Like local Madison artists?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Probably just like the people that I played with, like my friends and such. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have specific bands I can name.
Was there a specific venue that you played at?
I've done like a lot of like street festivals, like Lake Street Bash. I headlined that last year. And just like we're playing High Noon tomorrow and just stuff like that, like those little venues all around. I played Barley Pop. That's a great venue.
Yeah.
Just little bars and places like that.
That's great stuff though. Do we get to some music now?
Let's get to some live music in the lair with Carly Cooper, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Overcast. Is this a song about a budding weatherman?
No. No, the song's about a boy.
Oh, boy.
I wrote this when I was probably 16. It was my first relationship. You know, of course, I was crushed when we broke up. as all teenagers are. And this boy was very notorious for really enjoying the rain, and he would go out and like watch the storms and sit in the rain and stuff. So I decided to kind of make a play on that and say like, oh, well, you've always loved a storm. Look at the one that you created, like in me. So I'm pouring rain for you. That was one of the lyrics. So I don't really associate that song with him anymore. It was so long ago. This was the first song that I released as a solo artist. So I think I more associate that with like finally breaking out and singing my own songs. Because prior to that, I was just a guitarist. So it felt really good to finally like break out and like have a voice.
Excellent. Yeah. I can't wait to hear
That's
this.
A powerful, powerful story for a good song here for sure. If you want to call and ask Carly some questions, you can do that right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text Carly right through the Civic Media app. We're live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Maybe it will.
awesome. Carly Cooper, live in the lair here on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Call or text with your questions and comments.
Oh, that was great. Come on, back up here, Carly. Wow. Okay, before we learn about the bandmates,
yes.
You guys, you've got a good thing going here. And anything else? I want to learn about the licensing deal.
Yes.
This just kind of blows me away. Tell us a little bit about APM Music and the subsidiary of, I mean, you say Sony and you just kind of go, yeah. What? So tell us a little bit about that to get it started.
Yeah, so APM Music is owned by Sony Music. It's their licensing branch. Mm-hmm. So basically what they do is they have catalog music for movie producers and other more famous artists to use and sample from their sort of mixing pot of music that they collect. So, for example, if some of the artists that work with them are Dr. Dre, Gorillaz, a lot of really famous people, if they wanted to sample a part of one of my songs, a lyric, a melody, a solo, they could go to APM Music and purchase it, and I would get royalties from their song, and part of what I wrote would be in one of their songs. And then on the other end of that, they also license for movie soundtracks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if I get a movie placement, I also get paid for that and get back-end royalties.
Has that happened yet? Has anybody sampled your music? Or has your music been played in a movie or a film or?
Not yet. It's a very slow-moving train. Licensing takes a super long time just because, like, how long does it take to make a movie? So
yeah,
it's very slow-moving. You start to see stuff after year two is what I've heard. And I'm right around, like, year one and a half. So
if there was an artist that would sample your music, who would you want it to be?
Oh, my gosh. Probably, like, maybe someone like Lana Del Rey or something like that. That'd
shooting
be really cool
there.
For me. Yeah.
I
really could anyone.
I could not imagine writing a song and then having someone sample it and then get royalty checks. You could retire and go to Jamaica.
Oh, literally, yeah.
How did you feel when you found out that this was happening? I mean, for you to even get on this kind of list is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I was very overwhelmed. It was happening during my finals week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, of course.
Squirrels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I was super happy. I was super nervous and excited to see what was going to come next because, I don't know, connecting with like Sony Music, there's so many like different avenues that you can go and network with these people that it's a very exciting opportunity.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, you went out to LA to visit the Sony headquarters.
Oh, I did.
With your producer?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, man. So I got invited to play a private showcase for the executives and owners of Sony in Los Angeles in February. So I got that email and I had a heart attack and it was great. I called my mom screaming. It was a very exciting day. And I was like, well, I guess I got to go to California because I cannot miss this. So I've been working with these people virtually for a year. So I was like, you know what? I have to meet these people eventually.
Yeah.
I've never been to LA. So it was just... I was like, I got to do this. So I texted my producer and I was like, this is happening because he's the person who connected me with them. So he's like, well, I want to network with them too. So we went together and we got to tour their headquarters. It was super fancy. I had to ride an elevator up with a man in a suit with an earpiece. And
security. Was that the round, is that the round building in Hollywood, right?
The
round white building?
It's on Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. It's, I don't remember the name of it. Probably. Yeah. I have pictures outside of it. But yeah, it was really fancy. I felt very out of place, very small town. But it was super fun. Everyone was so nice. And it was really cool to see like the inner workings of such a huge company.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to do a little interview and talk to everyone. They gave me like a free album. They were super nice.
Yeah. Did you run into anybody famous while you were there?
Yes. We ran into... Oh, what's her name? She's a super famous writer. She wrote the Titanic soundtrack. What's her name?
Wow.
Diane Warren?
Diane
Warren. Yeah, we ran out. I mean, they were outside of a hot dog stand.
That's LA.
That's where you meet people. Is that a hot dog stand these days?
Oh, man.
Well, welcome to the jungle.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Airport, edibles, and producers.
Oh,
what does that mean to you?
Yeah, so I flew in with my producer and out. So while we were in California, my producer was like, well, you know, it's legal here. Like we have to try it. And he had never done edibles before.
Oh my God.
So I was like, oh, do you think this is a good idea? Like our flight's at 6 a.m.
Oh, no.
And it's
oh, no.
like the day before. And so I'm like, I'm not going to take any because I need to be like responsible and stuff. And he was like, well, you know, I'll just take one. He took one. And then he like swallowed and said, I don't feel anything. I'm going to take another one.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh God. So long story short, he got like violently high and
violently.
Yeah. Oh,
like, no. Like he was violently. Really?
He was so high and he had like a really bad trip. I felt so bad for him. Oh, he like fell silent for 12 hours and I had to get him to the airport.
Oh.
And so we were just in the airport, like, overnight, and I was, like, I lost him at one point in the airport, and I was like, oh, God, like, where'd he go? And so eventually I got this man on a plane, and we had a 7-hour layover in Vegas.
Oh, God. Oh,
so the plane ride was only an hour, and yeah. So all of a sudden we're in Las Vegas, and I lose him. He, like, ran away. And I was like, oh, great. So he comes back 5 hours later. I'm just alone in the airport. And he was like, yeah, so... You might have been right. I think I took too many.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Boy.
He's cut off. That's
yeah,
it. No
for
more.
Sure.
His trip through TSA had to have been very exciting for
him. Gosh. Oh, gosh. It was fine, though. He proceeded to win $4,000 on the slots.
Oh.
There you
wow.
go.
Yeah.
It all works out. Little PSA. Always start with a half.
Yeah. So that was more the social part of my trip.
That's hilarious.
No, it was super fun.
Good.
Super grateful that he came out with me. And no, it was a lot of fun for sure.
Oh, man.
So tell us about getting your band together. Y'all come from different parts of the state, but met here in Madison while attending the UW. Did you meet at the Union or in Philosophy 101?
We actually met through a sort of like a campus group called the Wisconsin Singers. Mm-hmm. So both Katie and Austin were in the band for the Wisconsin Singers. They're like a touring Broadway music group on campus. And I went to the university for business, so I was a marketing intern for them. So that's how we all met. I wasn't actually playing in the band, but they were. And I was like, I think the very first conversation I had with Katie was like, you play bass. I play guitar too. We're going to start a girl band. 2 years later, like, here we are.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Dreams come true.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the Wisconsin Singers for people that don't know?
Yeah,
I mean, I love the Wisconsin Singers. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely a ton of talent there. I should know how to market this because I had an internship with them. They are a Broadway caliber collegiate live band, dancing, singing troupe. So it's sort of like, they don't like to advertise it as show choir, but it's kind of like show choir with like a full band.
And it's
really
kind of
cool.
Like hyped up, up show choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely would recommend going out to a show. Mm-hmm. But they were back there in the band. Katie was on bass, Austin was on drums.
Nice.
And I was like, these are just some incredibly talented people.
Oh.
So.
And you stole them.
I kept them in my back pocket for sure.
Excellent.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Carly Cooper, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called This and That. Is this a song about identifying differences and establishing incompatibilities to determination of a specific endpoint? Or is this a breakup song?
I would say both. I would say both, actually. Yeah, this song, I actually wrote it in kind of two parts. The chorus I wrote a really, really long time ago, and then I wrote the verses years later. And sometimes that's just, my songs are very patchwork like that sometimes. The chorus was about a band, actually, that didn't work out. And I was like, you know, no matter how much you really want it to work, no matter how much you might really appreciate the musicians in the band, like, sometimes it's just not a fit. And returning back to that chorus sort of later in life, I was like, wow, this could be really applicable to, like, a breakup. So I was going through that, and I was like, I'm going to use this chorus. I'm going to start, like, tailoring it more towards that. So just, you know, figuring out that sometimes one person's this, one person's that, and that's just how it is, and you have to let go.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So.
I'm going to listen to these words very carefully.
Rocker, that was probably your best guess about what a song is about ever right there, by the way.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
Sounded very educational there. 844-967-2789. Call or text through the Civic Media app. Ask Carly a question. Carly Cooper is live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, your most trusted name in real estate. MoveToMadison.com. It's live in the lair on Civic Media. We'll be right back.
really loved you that way. But now I see you never changed. But I wanted it so bad. I got so close it drove me mad. But I can't go back. Cause you're not this and I'm not that. Cause you're not this and I'm not that. You say you have no time to spare. Always out with your good buddies. It's like you don't even care. Oblivious to what you have. Just call me up, I'll have your back. How the night got in my just always love me less. But I wanted it so bad. I got so close to coming mad. But I can't go back. Cause you're not this and I'm not that. No, you're not.
Civic Media. We are local music with Carly Cooper live in the lair, sent it by the Aaron Weber Group. Don't forget, After Hours with Rob Roberts is coming up tonight at 10 o'clock.
Carly, you had aspirations to create an all-girl band and found drummer Lori Peters of the band Skillet. Tell us about playing with Lori and how did they come about?
Wow. Yeah. Playing with Lori was such a privilege. She was really, really cool. Basically, we were trying to find girl drummers, if you didn't know, are very hard to find. So it is difficult to gather an all-girl band. So I kind of, everyone that was in the industry that I knew kind of knew that I was looking for a girl drummer, and we're kind of like reaching out to people that they knew. And my producer knew her. She had worked at the studio for a little bit. And he connected us, and she agreed to play some shows with us. And, we had a really great time. It was really cool.
She is super talented, too.
Oh,
I like Skillet because not only is she the drummer, but she's also lead vocals or shares the vocals in Skillet, I believe, too.
Yeah, a little, I think,
and
maybe.
A little bit.
Maybe,
yep.
Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But I know she's sang on a few songs from Skillet. And it always has amazed me when a drummer can sing at the same time, other drummer.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of nuts to me.
Rocker drums. Do you sing?
He doesn't.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't even chew gum. No.
I just had to ask. Okay. So you are playing. Now, this is awesome, too. The Briggs and the Stratton big backyard stage at Summerfest.
Yes.
June 29th. Take a big breath. Mm-hmm. Oh, at noon. Tell us about this show and how you got the gig on one of the main stages at Summerfest.
Yeah.
You guys, this is amazing.
Yeah, we're super, super excited. We've never played Summerfest before, so definitely on the bucket list. Basically, a scout, or I should say like the booking director of Summerfest, was really interested in me and reached out to my producer, who he knew, and he was like, I'm really interested in this girl. Like, does she have any shows coming up? Because I think he was looking for, you know, an all-female lineup to open for someone. So he invited him out to one of my shows, and he booked us. He was really interested. So now I think that day on the Briggs and Stratton stage, it's like a primarily girl lineup.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I think that the headliner is Ethel Kane. So very, very excited for that. And yeah, that's how we got it.
So when you found out, and obviously they will be there with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you break great news like that to your bandmates?
Yeah. I mean, initially it was more of like, we have to play this show. There's going to be a scout there. Oh, man. This might happen. It might not happen. So we were all kind of a little prepared for it. But I think, like, actually, like, it's confirmed, like, signed the contract. It was a really cool moment.
Oh, I love these stories.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's get back to live music in the Lair with Carly Cooper, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Turned Blue. Is this the melancholy for good memories that persist after moving on, or are you just holding your breath?
Oh, no.
This song I also wrote a long time ago about a breakup. It's part of life. I'm a young girl. It's going to happen. So basically, this is more about like the feeling of, you know, it's been a while. You start to think back on some of your decisions, just that period when you really start to miss someone that you let go of, and just kind of become nostalgic about the past, and everything just feels a little blue. So turn blue.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back to the music. We do have some texts coming in. We'll get to those after this song here. You can keep them coming too. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We would love to get you on the air and connect you and Carly. It's Live in the Lair with Carly Cooper on Civic Media. We are local music.
Into the night with love. falling, falling.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Live Great in the Lair. Job. We'll be right back with more live music live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, also sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food, beer, stay for the live entertainment. Sun Prairie, downtown on Market Street. See the full menu at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung. And if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Welcome back to Live in the Lair here on Civic Media. Max Inc. across the Civic Media Radio Network, live from the WMDX studios. Hey, just a quick programming note. Next week, we're off. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're going to go celebrate and have a good time. Anyway, we're going to do with the Max Inc. Live in the Lair Memorial Day weekend marathon. Or something like that. We got like 12 live in the layers. We're going to replay for you from 6 to midnight on Saturday and Sunday. Tune in. It's going to be a great time. Live in the Lair Marathon next weekend for Memorial Day across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Excellent. And we are live in the Lair right now. Carly, we are getting some great texts to all of you. This one from the 262 is coming at you and wondering if you know how many guitars you have and do you have a favorite?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good question?
It is a good question. The one that I'm playing today is definitely my favorite.
It's really pretty, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is a Blonde Beauty 2007 Les Paul.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
Only 500 were made, and I got it off eBay.
Wow.
But I had it checked out. It's legit, a Les Paul and everything. And his name's Eddie. He's definitely my favorite.
Eddie.
Yes. But other than that, I have an acoustic guitar that I play for my acoustic sets. I have a random Martin guitar. I have, I don't know, do ukuleles, banjos count?
Oh,
have,
why not? They have strings.
Oh, I must have like 10 or something. Yeah. I have a Fender. I'm going to go with 10. I can't count them all right now.
Okay, but now we know this one, Eddie, is the favorite.
Eddie's the favorite, yeah.
And there will be photos.
Yes.
So people will be able to see Eddie.
Is that Eddie Van Halen?
No, okay. Actually, my first guitar teacher taught me the strings, Eddie Ate Dynamite, Goodbye Eddie. So, like, in honor of that, I don't know, I thought it'd be a cool name, Eddie.
I like it. Yeah. Here, this one's real quick from the 414. If you could open you and the group for any artist past, oh, they even gave you a past or present, who would it be?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I approve.
Nice.
That's an awesome answer.
And thank you to everybody who's texting in. We'll get to a couple more texts in just a little bit. Yeah.
Carly, this summer, you are in the studio with the band and releasing a new album this summer. Tell us about your upcoming album and where will you be recording? And Jimmy wants to know, will it come out on vinyl or maybe even cassette tape?
All right. right. Yeah. So my upcoming album is actually already all finished and recorded. I just have to pick a date to release it and do some album art and stuff like that. So that'll be coming out sometime this summer. I don't quite have a date yet, but definitely look out for it. I will be announcing it on all my social media and my website and everything. I've looked into the vinyl and cassettes and such. It's just like so expensive.
It's very expensive.
Vinyl. Yeah. I would absolutely love that. Maybe when, you know, I'm rich and famous.
or when your fan base steps up, comes to your show, yeah. buys some merch.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Throw you some some bucks. That'd be all right.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely deliver vinyl if people supported it. Yeah.
A lot of artists will do like pre-sales mm-hmm. to raise the money mm-hmm. in advance, you know, that way you're not holding a bunch of inventory.
Right.
Look at us talk all business and stuff.
Yeah. You can ask when you do a show, maybe ask everybody, if I put out some vinyl, what do you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. All right. We have the next question. Oh, this is going to be fun. Bass guitarist Katie's jumping in here. So, okay, Katie Sam, how did you get started playing music and what is your backstory?
Yeah, so I started playing guitar when I was like 15, I think. My family's not really that musical, but my brother got a guitar for, I think, like Christmas or something when he was like 12 years old. But he never really learned how to play it. It just kind of like sat in his room and collected dust. But then his best friend Mike would always come over, and he was a really good guitar player. Oh. And he would come over and he would just like shred on this guitar. And I'd be like, oh my God, I want to be just like Mike. So when my brother moved away to college, he left the guitar behind.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh my God, free Fender Stratocaster? This is mine now, I guess. And I still have that guitar, and that's a guitar I learned how to play on. And I just kind of fell in love with it. And then when I was in high school, I really wanted to be the guitar player in our like high school jazz band. Because I came from a small town. There's not like a huge, like, there's not a lot of chances to play live. But like my high school jazz band had that opportunity. So I was like, oh, I want to play guitar in the jazz band. But they had a guitar player already, but they didn't have a bass player. I was like, oh, I guess I'll play bass for like a year. And then here I am like 8 years later. And it's
Do you
like,
love it?
I love it so much.
I can tell. Yeah, you're fun to watch on bass.
What small town? Did I miss that? What small town are you from?
I'm from Ashland, Wisconsin.
Ashland.
It's about 5 hours north of here, right by Lake Superior.
It's Lake Patterson or Patterson Park is there. State Park? Patterson State Park?
Oh, yeah. I think that's in like the Superior area.
Or no, it's Copper Falls.
Yeah.
That's where you're.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jimmy's a camper.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
one more thing. Does your brother have any regrets by letting you have the guitar, or are you still into guitar at all?
I would hope not. I guess I don't think we ever really talked about it.
Oh, perfect.
It was more like he left it and I was like, I guess this is mine now. But like he comes to my shows and stuff.
Aww.
So
he's
I think he supports me. Yeah. So
good. Yeah. Good, better. Yeah. Maybe he left it behind for a good reason.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
For you, yes.
Now what was it like coming down to Madison from Ashland?
It was like a whole new world, you know. Like in Ashland there's nothing really. There's a lot of like smaller local groups. Like I played like clarinet in like a city band, but it was never like I was never able to like gig at like venues like we have down here. So I came to Madison and I didn't do too much like in the beginning when I was like a freshman or a sophomore. And then when I was a junior, I joined Wisconsin Singers and I started playing a lot of shows with them. And then I found all of my other bands through people I met through Singers.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I've played in like a ton of like all of like the small venues around here, you know, like the Annex and the Baroque and the High Noon and...
Do you sing yourself or?
No, I would not consider myself a vocalist. Absolutely not.
Oh, it's good though. You guys all have a great vibe between the three of you.
Yeah, I agree.
And it feels like it works really well. Yeah. Okay. Are we getting back to more music?
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Carly Cooper, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Lethal. Is this song about a messy breakup? Or taking control?
Yeah, a little bit of both, but not the breakup you think. It was actually a breakup with a band. I was with a band for a few years in high school. They were my main band, where I really started to perform and become a well-rounded musician. So I appreciate them for that, but they just did not treat me well. They did not like let me speak at shows, and that was tough because I really wanted to sing my own songs, and it's hard like watching other people sing the music that you write. It's just less like emotional, So this is kind of my breakout song, like, I can do it on my own, and, like, you can't treat me like that. And so, yeah, that's my song.
Sounds like a really good learning experience along the way, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. We're live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Carly Cooper is here. We're going to play some more live music for you until 10 o'clock. Don't forget, you can call or text 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, right through the Civic Media app. Live in the Lair with Carly Cooper.
Thought I'd give you time to see what was right, but I guess you didn't mind being so unkind. And I guess I was the fool to let you make the rules, and I guess it wasn't fine, the things you stole of mine. Offering your own lies. Cause everybody sees what you did to me, and there's no skin to hide, the snake you'll always be.
Cooper live in the Lair, 844-967-2789. Carly, tomorrow night, Sunday, May 19th, you're playing a show at the High Noon Saloon. Why don't you tell us about that show, who you're playing with, and how we can keep up with your live music schedule?
Yeah, so we are playing High Noon tomorrow. Doors open at 6. We start at 7 to 7:30. We're playing with a couple other local bands. Boxing Day, another Madison local, and then Motel Breakfast is headlining.
Oh, Motel Breakfast is around.
So
Yay.
They're from Chicago. They're a very popular folksy band. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very excited to be playing with them. But other than that, I do have a website, carlycoopermusic.com, and I have a calendar tab there that you can follow all the updated shows.
That's awesome. And, of course, you can get tickets for tomorrow's night show at high-noon.com.
Jimmy, it's time to give the drummer some. Austin Gent, how did you get started in music, and what is your backstory?
All right, yeah. I've pretty much been playing as long as I could hit stuff, which is most of your life. No tutus for me. Kind of went straight into the music.
What was the first thing that you remember hitting?
I had some pots and pans, the quintessential young drummer experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's some picture of me in a little little bowl cut hitting them with spoons, wooden spoons. And then I had this nice Thomas the Tank Engine snare drum I rocked with for a while. Unfortunately, don't have that anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's probably worth a ton.
Yeah, no
yeah
kidding.
I know. Yeah, one of 100, I'm told. Never should have sold that. Yeah.
When did you get a real drum set?
Real drum set would have been probably around when I started lessons, first grade or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so.
What did the parents think about that? I mean, obviously, they saw you hitting the pots and pans.
They
so.
Were great. I mean, awesome. Yeah, they tolerated the damage to the kitchen equipment. and then were not so bothered by the noise that they decided to arm me with a properly loud piece of equipment.
Where did you have it set up?
Basement, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice and echoey down there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know,
cinder blocks.
Yep, 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 yep. Now, nice Midwest basement.
Did
acoustics.
Your parents play?
No, neither of my parents are musicians. My older sister played quite a bit of piano, but no, they didn't play themselves, but were always super supportive. Yeah, got me my first kit.
They have awesome. A record collection.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, what kind of music were they listening to?
So. My dad did a lot of the, quintessential kind, the Van Halen, the Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
Also, kind of more like 90s, like Goo Goo Dolls and like that kind of thing, 10,000 Maniacs. My mom put me on more to like Sting and Billy Joel.
Ooh, that's a good variety.
Yeah, some good songwriters there, yeah.
Have they come to any of the shows?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're great about showing up. Yeah, I've played some other bands, and they'd always show up for that. So
I don't think we asked you.
It.
Where are you from?
I'm from Milwaukee, actually, Milwaukee area,
yeah.
Whitefish Bay suburb up there. So yeah, that's where I'm from. Grew up my whole life there.
What's the story about how you and Carly started playing music together and ultimately joining this band? I know Carly has mentioned a couple times she wanted to do an all girl band. you want to join all girl band?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, as long as I'm hitting stuff, I'm happy. I got no disillusions about that. No, I mean, it's great. I mean, they both mentioned that we knew each other through singers. I mean, I've been playing with Kay forever, since then. And it was just kind of, unfortunately, couldn't have the skillet drummer all the time, which is, an idol of mine. So to hear that they were playing, when they're like, oh, we're, for this gig, we're going to have a different drummer. I was like, oh, man, we're like, oh, it's Lori. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, if there was anybody to boot me off a gig, I think I can accept that. So, yeah, no, it was just kind of we all knew each other. And it was just kind of like, we need a drummer and,
You could tell the familiarity makes the band work.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a huge part of it, of any band, is I pretty much only make bands with my friends, and I think the interpersonal connection really comes through, especially in a rhythm section. I feel like, as a drummer, I'm pretty in tune to that, and like, you gotta hang out,
That's good.
All right, well, Rocker, we only have time for one more song, and we have two left to play here, so which song are we going to do here, Carly, you think?
Okay, we'll turn the page, Jimmy.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Okay.
Carly, you have one last song for us tonight, and it's
Thanks,
yet
Austin.
To be released, and it's written for Girls Inside. It's called Not Real. As the great Aldo Nova once said, life is just a fantasy. Can you live this fantasy life? What's this song about?
This song is about romanticism. I think that there's a lot of moments in people's lives where they really build someone up in their head, and then they have to sort of have a little reality check, like, yeah, it's just something in my head. It's not really real. So I wanted to write a fun little song about it.
Well, let's hear it right now. Okay. We only have about 3 minutes right now. Thank you for listening to Live in the Lair tonight. We really appreciate
you. Terrific. Don't forget, thanks to the texters, too.
Yes, thanks for listening. Thanks for texting. Don't forget, Rob Roberts, After Hours, Max Inc. is coming up at 10 o'clock. Live in the Lair here on Civic Media is Carly Cooper. Thank you so much for coming in tonight, too. We really appreciate you.
It's been great, you guys.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we are living to get our thrills in. So we're just sitting on top of your car. The moment's fleeting. You're misleading. I think you might have gone a little too far. You're misleading. 'Cause now I'm playing with you and my guitar. But I know it's not real. I know you're just playing. Just a little something made up in my mind. Yeah, the rings on your hands, I can feel on my thighs. No, it's not real, but baby, you're just my type. Yeah, I know it's not real. I know you're just playing. Just a little something made up in my mind. Yeah, the rings on your hands, I can feel on my thighs. No, it's not real, but baby, just my type. The way you're grinning, looking at me, while you got me against the wall. So hard to, and I want you, a smile in your eyes. But I won't say it, 'cause it's best if I stay away from my type. 'Cause I know it's not real, I know you're just kind. Just a little something made up in my mind. Yeah, the rings on your hands, let it feel on my. No, it's not real, but baby, you're just my type. Yeah, I know it's not real. No, you're just fine. Just a little something made up in my mind. Your breath in my ear, your hands on my lips. Baby, paint my neck with your pink lips. Your hands in my hair, your tears in my eyes. I know it's just pretend, but you could be mine. But I know it's not real. I know you're just fine. Just a little something made up in my mind.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.